Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that some psychologists, sociologists, anthropologists, and even religious leaders teach that young people should not be expected to make marital commitments for life? One example will have to suffice. In 1972, George O'Neill and his wife Nina O'Neill, both anthropologists, wrote a book with the title Open Marriage. The O'Neills assert, the patriarchal marriage system of the Judeo-Christian tradition, based on an agrarian economy, is simply outmoded. Given the existing marriage format, which is untenable, is antiquated, is obsolete, it is difficult to chide them, that is young people, for their unwillingness to test their commitment. The old marriage contract is unrealistic, and its archaic clauses demand unrealistic commitments. Pages 22 and 25. Could the influence of these college and university professors lead some of our young people to engage in sexual promiscuity? Tragically, very few psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists, and anthropologists condemn adultery as being morally wrong, always morally wrong. They may oppose adultery on pragmatic grounds, but not on moral grounds. Today, I will examine some of the causes of adultery. There is a grave danger in being too intimate with the opposite sex. Did you know that dancing often leads to sexual infidelity? If people can hold each other in close embrace on the dance floor, could that not, in some cases, lead to intimacy off the dance floor? To deny that such has happened countless thousands of times is to be ignorant of human nature. How can a man hold another man's wife in his arms and not have lustful thoughts? Oddly enough, most non-Christians will readily admit they are sexually stimulated on the dance floor. But Christians will defend their dancing by arguing that dancing does not tempt them to go astray. Whom are they kidding? I'm fully aware that what I'm about to say may seem inappropriate, but it needs to be said. Preachers and other religious leaders need to keep their hands off women other than their wives. I could name you dozens of preachers who have destroyed their usefulness in their own marriages and other marriages because they became too friendly with some woman. Preachers also must be careful about their counseling sessions with troubled women. They must never allow themselves to get into a situation where adultery could occur. They must avoid even the appearance of impropriety. I must say to all preachers in my audience today, keep your hands off other people's wives. Strong drink is often used as an excuse for sexual infidelity, but it is often the cause also. After World War II had ended, Judge John A. Sparbaro wrote a book with the title, Marriage is on Trial. This Cook County, Illinois judge offered this disturbing assessment of conditions after the war. There are many phases of American life, especially since the beginning of the war, which have encouraged the circumstances which may result in acts of infidelity. One of the most important of these is the increase in drinking among all classes of people in the past few years. The steps that lead from a few martinis to intimacies which might otherwise have never had an opportunity to begin may be small steps indeed, but they are not difficult to understand if one wishes to be understanding. Please do not think I am trying to condone such reactions. It is merely that I am trying to make you see that such things can and do happen, and with no malice aforethought. Pages 63 and 64. Solomon wrote concerning the dangers of drinking, your eyes shall behold strange women, and your heart shall utter perverse things. Proverbs 23:33. Thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.